Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Anna Redmond is our guest, our new friend, co-founder of Hippo Reads, a corporate communication content developer. She's a writer, a brand expert, and we're talking about millennials, and what makes them tick, and what do you got to do to get them their business, and to get them to not only do business with you but to come back. You know, Anna, and thanks again for hanging out with us. You got a website?
I sure do. HippoThinks.com is our client services site.
Say it again.
Hippo, like the animal, thinks, like thinking.
HippoThinks.com. So check it out, folks. So when people think about doing business with millennials, you know, if you're in the furniture business, they buy furniture different than their parents did. If you're in the vacation business, they take vacations differently. If you're in the restaurant business, they're looking for a different menu. If you're in the clothing business, forget about it. You know, and the automobile business, I mean your generation is going to kill the automobile industry. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, look, I agree with you. I think, you know, we refer to it almost as this ethos-driven purchasing. And you and I have talked a little bit about the fact that millennials do a lot of this work of identity building for themselves.
Explain ethos purchasing a little bit more.
Sure. So I think, you know, traditionally we think about products as, ultimately, it should come down to the product, right? If you have the best widget, if you have the best chair, that's what people should be buying. Millennials actually look at companies, not at products.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want to support the company that most closely aligns with their values. And that's how we get to things like, you know, Uber getting penalized for breaking the taxi strike
at
JFK. That's how we get to things like Colin Kaepernick driving Nike's value through the roof.
Yeah, I want to talk about that in a minute. But one of the things that I want to say here is that if you think about it, the way you guys came up, this was kind of conditioning for you, because what I remind small business owners about, Anna, is that when you go to Amazon and you type in back scratcher, they're going to show you 143 different back scratchers. I counted them. But there might not be a nickel's worth of difference between any of them. So how do you decide which one to choose? You go down through there and find the one that seems to be more relevant to you in whatever way. You like the colors of their website. You like the fact that their people have been with them a long time. You like the fact that they have a certain cause that they care about. And the idea that you're buying a back scratcher is way in the background now. And millennials, that's the only world they've known, isn't it?
You know, I think to some extent that's true. I really think that the bigger driver of it, though, is this notion that millennials get a blank slate in a way that other generations didn't, and that so many of them, even into their 30s, still don't know who they are. And, you know, we can make fun of that all we want, and for sure there have been a lot of things written about quarter life.
Well, isn't that more true than not? Am I wrong? You get to say that one time. You get to tell me I'm wrong one time today. Go ahead. Am I wrong about that? What you said about the identity thing by the time.
Oh yeah, I disagree. I actually think it's a really great moment in the history of different generations defining themselves, because I think that paired with this notion of searching for millennials comes this really profound openness. Living life through their values first. And I think that's what we're really seeing in business, that they're asking for businesses to be more than generators of income. They're asking for businesses to actually pick a set of values and stand behind them. Mm-hmm. And then they're willing to support them in droves through their pocketbooks when that does happen.
So back to the Colin Kaepernick thing. What do you think caused that? What did that tell us? Did that tell us does that support what you're saying? I guess it does, whether you agree with the politics of it or not.
Well, I think it tremendously supports what I'm saying, right? Because if you look at Nike, you know, what changed overnight? The shoes are the same. The T-shirts are the same. And somehow the company has created $6 billion in value. And we can argue about whether that's sustainable and if that'll hold. But the reality is that they have now taken a really firm stand. They've planted their foot in the ground. They've chosen a set of values. And here's the other thing that millennials really respect. They respect courage. And that took some courage. That took some.
But you know what? We don't. I will tell you, though, Anna, and I'm going to push back on you from this standpoint. And this is my old fogey moment. I don't think that was courageous. I don't think what Nike did was courageous. I think it was manipulative, because I don't think Colin Kaepernick is courageous. I think he's misguided. I think what he was protesting had nothing to do with what he protested, and he started a movement that was bogus, and I think a lot of people in my generation think that, because we've been around a while longer. We've actually, more of us have stood a post, I think. To give them the right to do that. So I was very disappointed in Nike and I thought it was more manipulative than courageous, but apparently a lot of millennials didn't agree with me. I'm going to give you a full segment to respond to that after the break. Anna Redmond, ladies and gentlemen, is with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.